Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, May 30th, 2022. This morning I will talk about centering. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty and gracious Father, praise be to you, Lord of our hearts, that you engendered and prospered our faith, centered us on your image, and gave us a hope and a dream. Forgive our wandering eyes and our stopped-up ears, that we have resisted your calling, turned away from your love, and ran after temptations big and small. Thank you for the gift of faith, your salvation in Christ, and the constant reminders through the Holy Spirit. Give us not over to our desires, but draw us closer to yourself and the mission of the church. Center our lives on you and you alone. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Spirituality is faith lived out. After we have repented and been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, but we are still tempted, still sin, and still live daily in a fallen world. Life is full of Gethsemane moments where we are confronted with painful choices. Do we turn to God in our pain and give it over to Him, centering our lives, or do we turn into our pain and sulk, decentering our lives? Because our personalities and our cultures are formed by the daily answers to this question, it is important that we focus on God even as our eternal destiny is secure. Christian joy is not just pie in the sky, it is also a life well lived. It is helpful to view faith in terms of priorities. Citing Bruce Leifbald, Giglio defines true worship as centering our mind's attention, our heart's affection on the Lord. What do we really worship? Giglio writes, "Follow the trail of your time, your affection, your energies, your money, and your loyalty. That is how you really worship. As the first commandment reads, 'You shall have no other gods before me.'" If God is truly the first priority in your life, your faith becomes the denominator against which all other activities in life are measured. Blemeres writes, "To think Christianly is to accept all things with the mind as related directly or indirectly to man's eternal destiny as a redeemed and chosen child of God. In money terms, it's like the gold standard of the 19th century. All prices were measured in terms of the amount of gold required to make a purchase." Or following Gödel's incompleteness theorem cited earlier, God is an assumption taken from outside our closed system that offers stability to our lives. By contrast, if God is just one of many priorities, you are at risk of falling into idolatry. The Bible pictures idols as graven images or statues. The statuesque view of idolatry is less helpful than to view idolatry as misplaced priorities. If something other than God is our first priority, then it is like trying to do business with counterfeit money. You may be able to fool a few people, but pretty soon it will catch up with you. Idols let us down hard when they invariably break, as discussed previously. The spiritual Wanderlust that Americans are experiencing today starts with misplaced priorities that creates a spiritual vacuum, which will be filled by many substitutes. Synchronistic Christianity, alternative religions, and addictions, especially idolatry. But because we are created in the image of God, these idols cannot bring the peace that only God brings. Before St. Patrick in the 4th century, the Irish were thought to be spiritually unreachable. Patrick, as a teenager, 16 years old, was kidnapped by Irish pirates and sold as a slave in Ireland. For 6 years he worked as a slave caring for his master's cattle in the Irish wilderness, but later he escaped and studied to become a priest in France. He returned to Ireland as bishop and evangelized the Irish out of his love for them. Patrick's evangelism was simple. He lived out his faith in front of the Irish and offered them hospitality. Patrick and his companions planted more than 700 churches. The Irish revival later broadened to reach a morbid-bound church in the rest of Europe. By grace through faith, our salvation is secure. Focusing on the image of God in our lives helps us to assure that our lives are full of joy, not missed opportunities. The God that loves us wants what's best for us and wants us to share our joy with those around us. What joy could there be in heaven if on our arrival we discovered that our spouse and children, friends and neighbors are nowhere to be seen? We are blessed to be a blessing, even in difficult circumstances. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.